It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. Coaching etiquette says that you don't badmouth the refs, but there's an exception to every rule. This season, the entire SEC seems to be the exception, with the result that any coach caught badmouthing officials will be subject to fine and or suspension. Now that seems a little overboard to me. If your officials are that bad, maybe you should punish them instead of the coaches. In fairness, one crew was suspended, but it sounds like there's a lot more fixing to be done. And with that said, I'm fixing to look at this week's games. Indiana at Iowa. The Canal Diggers head into the unfriendly confines of Kinnick Stadium in sore need of snagging the upset. But Kirk Ferentz and his flock are off to their best start in ever and don't have any intention of giving up their home nest. Bennard's loser, Indiana. New Mexico State at Ohio State. Bennard's loser, New Mexico State. Purdue at Wisconsin. After defeating Illinois last week, the West Lafayette bartenders can start thinking about a bowl berth again. But in order to have a chance, they'll probably need to beat Brett Bielema's Badger Boys in Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday. The Cheeseheads have only lost to ranked opponents this year, and they'll be able to get out of the way of the steam engine. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Purdue. Michigan at Illinois. This is not how the season was expected to play out for Ron Zook's tribe. Instead of competing for the Big Ten title, they have to win the rest of their games to even have a chance of making it to a bowl. The Ann Arbor Animals are much improved from last year, and although they still have a ways to go, they'll have no problem sinking their teeth into the natives. Bennard's loser, Illinois. Penn State at Northwestern. After an amazing comeback last week, Pat Fitzgerald's Kittens will play host to their cousins from Happy Valley. The Evanston faithful would love to see a win on Saturday, which would make the Purple Felines bowl eligible, but Joe Pa would rather win the conference championship. The fur will fly, but it'll be the visiting cats who get the catnip. Bennard's loser, Northwestern. Washington State versus Notre Dame. Charlie Weiss's congregation survived the Holy War last weekend, and now they head to the site of another famous battle to take on the Pacific Felines. The season has not gone well for Paul Wolfe, and his Cougars have been outscored by over 21 points per game. Fortunately, there should be a few priests on hand to give the last rites. Bennard's loser, Washington State. Texas at Oklahoma State. The waters won't be still in Stillwater on Saturday, when the Cowboys will try to rope some cattle. The fate of the Big 12 South may lie in the outcome of this game. The hometown ranchers would love to see their 11-game losing streak against Texas come to an end, but Mack Brown sees this as just a stepping stone to a berth in the BCS championship game. The Herders have played good football, but this rodeo will be too much for them. Bennard's loser, Oklahoma State. USC at Oregon. After a rough start to the season, the Ducks find themselves ranked in the top 10 and flying atop the Pac-10 standings. Pete Carroll brings his pack of Trojans into Autzen Stadium in the hopes of pricking their bubble. USC has let a lot through in the past 2 weeks, and they'll need to stiffen up the defenses if they hope to win. The home field has been good to Oregon, though, and this weekend they won't get hunted. Bennard's loser, in an upset, USC. Michigan State at Minnesota. Two teams looking to keep their seasons alive meet in TCF Bank Stadium on Saturday. Mark D'Antonio's Legion have been pretty lousy away from home, but the Gilded Rodents only have won 2 games in their new arena. Considering the home team is missing a big part of its offense, this could be a very anemic game to watch. Still, Sparty can put up a few points, and a few points may be all that's needed. Bennard's loser, Minnesota. Well, friends, that's all I can muster for you this week. Tune in again next week when we'll take a look at some more losers.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.